man in the iron mask.
An exciting night has arrived in the life of Edmund Marchiali, for he has been called upon to perform his first duties in his masquerade as King Louis of France. He makes his appearance as the king at a ball to welcome Maria Theresa, Infanta of Spain, who is to marry the king within the next 5 days. When he makes his entrance and walks to the throne, he is overwhelmed with a sense of amazement that no one has recognized the change. And when the Infanta arrives and treats him with cold contempt, he is still more amazed, for he does not realize that anybody would dare to be scathing with the King of France. When the music strikes up for the first dance, he obeys his instructions and begins to lead her to the ballroom. As yet, he is only halfway across the great floor towards the archway and the fountain. This is the fountain where a number of men now stand, all ready to carry out their orders to assassinate the king.
He's coming.
Just as you said, with the Infanta on his arm. Unfortunately, she'll be between us and the king.
Then perhaps if you could tell your men to move on to the other side.
It is too late now. The lane has already been formed. It would create too much attention. Besides, nobody crosses the king's path. We shall have to attack from this side.
Oh, what is this
lay now? The Infanta has dropped a handkerchief. The king stoops to pick it up.
Oh, this delay is unbearable.
Do not worry. He must pass here to get to the ballroom. Only another few seconds and we shall strike. Only a few more seconds.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you for giving me the honor of doing a service for you. A very pretty handkerchief, if I might say so.
I am not surprised to see that you indulge in self-praise.
Self-praise? What do you mean?
Well, you sent me the gown as a present, and the handkerchief to match. Perhaps you would have preferred it if I had praised the handkerchief myself.
Don't you think it's a pretty handkerchief?
Foppy. Very like the ones you wave yourself.
And you despise Foppy?
Yes. Especially when their task would be to govern and to rule and to guard the welfare of their people, to fight if necessary in times of war.
But I can fight.
What? But how unbecoming in your powder blue. I am keeping you waiting, Your Majesty. In fact, we are keeping all the court waiting. They can only dance when we have set the measure.
Oh, of course, my arm.
Thank you.
You will forgive my dancing. I'm not an expert.
I have heard otherwise. You are expert in all the graces.
There seems to be a crush here. Stand aside, fellow. Allow us to pass.
Quickly, you men. What is this?
How did you win, madam? You all will be forced.
Maria, look out!
What is this?
Quickly, behind me. By my sword.
In an instant, Edmund's sword was out, and before the amazed court, here was the man they believed to be their king, battling not with one, but with several swordsmen. The first he disposed of with a thrust. With the second, there were several parries, and then he was laid low. And the third was Francois himself. A formidable opponent, Francois. But now Edmund had leapt to the parapet round the fountain, and from here he fought Francois and two others who were advancing from the right. Edmund's quick action had saved a precious minute, and now several of the courtiers suddenly began to realize that here was an attempted assassination. Success with speed had now failed, and several courtiers were rushing in with their swords, but already Edmund had laid low four of the seven, all before his amazed subjects, who had never had any knowledge of the prowess of their king with the sword. Little did they realize that this king was, in reality, Edmund Marchiali, noted for his lightning speed, his quick eye, and his courage with this formidable weapon. It was all over in the next 2 minutes. The last two men were taken prisoners. And before fainting, screaming dowagers, collapsing at the sight of blood and the pandemonium that the fracas brought about, the dead and the wounded were carried out. Immediately the king was surrounded by a babbling, admiring crowd. They touched his sword and kissed his hand, and for the first time in their two-faced, exaggerated way, they were sincere in their praises of the king's bravery. But the Infanta was not in this crowd. She was leaning against a pillar, trembling, frightened at this sudden onslaught, but staring at this king in amazement. For this was the man whom she had called a fop. Now the cardinal had thrust his way through the crowd, Letellier with him, and they hustled the king into a small private room. The doors were closed quickly. Brandy was brought, and a physician.
Sit down, your majesty, sit down. We must have you examined at once.
Examined? What do you mean, my lord cardinal?
But you have been hurt. There is blood all over you.
Blood? But not my blood, I can assure you of that, my lord cardinal. These smears are from my sword. You could send this surgeon to the others. They will probably need him. Those who are alive.
But are you sure you aren't harmed? From where I stood, I thought you would be killed. A rain of swords and you fighting for your life. I had no idea that you were such an expert with the sword.
I have been having secret lessons, my lord cardinal.
Well, as I can tell you, you have all earned the admiration and the awe of your subjects. This is the most wonderful thing that has ever happened. It binds them all out there so close to you now. Why, you could lead the country in any war. That is something that I thought was impossible. Well, after such a shock, you will, of course, retire.
Retire? But why? I'm not hurt.
Such a shock, you may. Who is this, I wonder?
Oh, Cardinal, where is he? Where is my son?
It is your mother.
Louis, are you safe?
Yes, quite safe.
But the blood. Let me look at you, Louis. Oh, don't turn your head away.
I'm all right. Don't fuss about me, please.
But your mother is concerned, your majesty.
Oh, Louis, I thought I would never see you alive again. When those men bore down on you and the Infanta, too, why, if it hadn't been for you, she would surely have been killed. Oh, Cardinal, how brave he is, my son. A born leader for his people.
Stop talking like this, please.
I won't, because I am proud of you, Louis. Now I can tell you this. Something I would never have dared to mention before. I was ashamed of you, Louis. I thought you were a fop.
A fop? I've heard that word before.
Yes, but now, tonight, you have proved that you are worthy to be my son. Worthy to be your father's son. Long live the King of France, and may God bless him.
Marchiali, at last we're back in the king's apartments, safe and sound. But where is the king? That's the question. Where is his majesty?
No doubt he found a great amusement seeing an attempt upon his life.
Indeed, yes. And what a unique situation to stand by and see himself being attacked. An attempted assassination. This masquerade is more useful than we thought.
Would that be his majesty?
Well, hardly. His majesty would not mock.
Why, Your Highness, Maria Theresa. I would like to see you. Your Highness. Yes? Well, Your Highness, His Majesty has come to his apartment to wash the blood from his hands.
I will only
see
you,
my lord. Did I hear you say you wanted to speak with me alone?
Oh, Your Majesty. Yes. Yes, if you please.
Would you leave us, Letellier?
But Your Majesty...
You will leave us.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Why did you want to see me, Your Highness?
Your Majesty, I wasn't sure that you were coming back to the ballroom.
Oh, but I am.
Some thought that you might not be. That's why I came here to your apartment. I want to thank Your Majesty.
Thank me? For what?
For saving my life.
Oh, Your Highness, I didn't do that.
Oh, yes, you did. Those first two assassins, if you had not thrust me behind you, they would have killed me, I know. Your swords were so close. Your Majesty, I spoke some harsh words tonight. I called you a fop. I hinted that you were unworthy to be the King of France. You remember?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, Your Majesty, what can I say to you? Perhaps I was burning with indignation because I saw you in your cups the night before. But tonight, you are a different person altogether. The direct look in your eyes,
your bearing and your courage. Tonight, Your Majesty, I have seen not the king, but the man.
Maria.
I just wanted to come here tonight and tell you this, that I shall be proud to be your queen. Last night I hated you. Tonight, I have fallen in love.
In love?
In 5 days' time, we shall be man and wife. I shall not only be the queen of France, I shall be the queen of happiness, because I shall be near my beloved.
Here is a predicament for Edmund Marchiali, and a terrifying mistake on the part of Maria Theresa, Infanta of Spain. What will be the outcome of this sudden passion? Intrigue runs deep as Alexandre Dumas' mighty story continues, The Man in the Iron Mask.